RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Green Bay was in New York. Looked like from what happened in New York that he was probably done. And the Steelers could go with Justin Fields at quarterback. Or they could draft somebody. Jackson Dart was there. But they signed Aaron Rodgers. I mean, if you step back just for a second and say, damn, Aaron Rodgers is a Steeler. Like, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, like, is a Pittsburgh Steeler. And here's the thing. He's still got something left. If he would have just stunk, you could say, all right, this was a waste. He's actually been pretty good. I mean, just look at the points per game and what they're averaging right now compared to what it's been like over the last 5 years. You can walk into a game and think, all right, Steelers quarterback could win this thing. It is the, to me, unprecedented top story of the Steelers this season. And especially with how it's worked and how he's gotten along with guys. I mean, you hear all these wild stories. You see him on McAfee's talking about eating bark and going to a cave. And you're thinking, how is this going to work in Pittsburgh? Like, come on, man. Dude who eats bark, goes to caves and, you know, seems to get into other kind of talk that we don't really care about as much from our athletes.
It's four nights of complete darkness.
That. How is that going to work here? You know, even when he had his first comments, you know, he snuck in a Malibu, in a boo. I had actually never heard a Malibu called a boo before. But it was almost like, all right, is he too good for like... And then he came in, and to watch him around this team, see how he interacts, see how the guys interact with him. He'll go up. The other day he was having a conversation with Spencer Anderson about something that was going on in his life. Just random that he knows. And he knows people's names. Equipment guys, I bet you knows every one of them by name. Training staff, same. Front office. Like, it's amazing. And it's not phony. I mean, nothing's ever 100%. I'm not saying he's the greatest guy in the world. But in that room, for what they've had, and it's not other quarterbacks have been bad people, but to have the combination of being comfortable in your skin, to hold guys accountable, while also being able to take a joke, his love for the game, what he's brought to the offense, I don't know that you could argue that there is a bigger Steelers story of the year than the impact Aaron Rodgers has had is that Steelers are on the doorstep of winning the division for the first time since Ben Roethlisberger was quarterback.
And this has changed quite a bit from a month ago, right? Because we were maybe heading down a direction where the fan base vocally turning on Mike Tomlin could have been the biggest story. And I thought after the Buffalo loss, Rodgers maybe was on the brink of souring on the season, and maybe he goes a little bit back to the Aaron Rodgers that was outspoken and always creating controversy on Pat McAfee. But three wins in short order can change things in a big, big way. And I think we saw December itself dictate that and his play really has become the biggest story.
So we're going to talk about that coming up. We're going to take a quick break, come back with what are some other stories of the Steelers that we have to get to as part of the year in review. What are Sean alluded to one there, but we're going to discuss the other stories and get your thoughts at 412-928-9370. Jeff Hathorn, Sean Myers here with you on the Fan Morning Show and 93.7 The Fan. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Jeff Hathorn, Sean Myers with you. We are into the Steelers stories of the year. And mentioned to me, it's Aaron Rodgers is number one, especially when you step back and think about it. Some other big stories. Let's get to the one that Sean alluded to. Could you have ever imagined a time where the head coach of the Steelers was booed that vociferously at home? I mean, that game with Buffalo was an eye-opener in so many ways. But to hear, I mean, people have had issues with Tomlin, and I get it. He's got to win a playoff game. Like, you're in Pittsburgh, the expectations are different. But the other part of Tomlin you have to acknowledge is how he and then the team have responded to that. And that's been his strength. Like, when things are at its worst, I think Tomlin does his best. Probably his best year is when Ben got hurt early and they were somehow able to win eight games. Like, that was one of his best coaching jobs ever. Didn't lead to anything postseason or so, obviously. But to hear that booing at home for everyone to see and hear on the CBS monster game of the day, that was one of the stories. TJ Watt getting a $41 million extension is one of the stories of the year. TJ looking to be the highest paid player. Miles Garrett had gotten 40. TJ ends up with 41. An extension of TJ is then what's happened with this mysterious lung injury and him missing the last couple of games and very questionable, probably doubtful for this game Sunday in Cleveland. So TJ as a whole is one of the big stories. Steelers play and win in Ireland. The first ever game in Ireland is a big story for the Rooneys. Their ties to go over there, see the fan support, to get a win over what you thought at the time was a really good Vikings team. It hasn't really turned out to be that. One of the stories. Trading Minkah Fitzpatrick, getting Jonnu and Jalen Ramsey for the season. Man, that was amazing. We've seen some major deals that we just haven't seen previously. About the complete overhaul of the quarterback room. Again, gone are Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, Kyle Allen. I realize third string. But you flush an entire room and bring a whole new room in. And obviously Aaron is a part of that. What are your thoughts on some of these stories of the year as this Steelers season could end up before the year is over, as AFC North champions. Ron is joining us in the car, 412-928-9370. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, I'd just like to say I think Aaron Rodgers is the story of the year for the Steelers. Definitely team MVP worthy. One thing you did say and touch on was the coaching job Tomlin did when Ben went out that year. And I really thought he should have won Coach of the Year that year. And, you know, Tomlin never winning that award is, you know, I think it really a travesty in the NFL considering his body of work.
Yeah, and appreciate the call, Ron, and your thoughts. Yeah, I mean, some other stories. Cam Hayward named the Walter Payton Man of the Year. And also part of Cam's story is then asking for more money, not because of that award, but because of what he did in a ridiculous season for a 35-year-old. And now he's following it up with a really good season as a 36-year-old. Steelers signed DK Metcalf. They go out and get that big receiver. And tied to that is them, you know, trading George Pickens to Dallas. So you're wondering, all right, what are they going to do? A receiver? They bring in Metcalf for a little bit of time. You thought, wow, it's going to be Metcalf and Pickens together. Maybe DK can get George on the straight and narrow, and the Steelers just like, yeah, we're done with George. But taking your best receiver and a guy who's over 1,000 yards somewhere else, trading him. One of the bigger stories of the year. The altercation with the fan. Not just recency biased, but reality. Final two games of the regular season out because of swinging at a fan. And we've talked a lot about that. And at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to discuss what Aaron Rodgers had to say about how he thinks there should be a code of conduct for fan behavior. Ben Roethlisberger, Marquise Pouncey, and Joey Porter go in the Hall of Honor. And to hear those stories again of Ben and Marquise and how special their relationship was, and it's also the anniversary of Super Bowl 40, so talk about those games and coming back and having a huge December like the Steelers are so far and making a run, going into Cincinnati, going into Indianapolis with Peyton Manning, that's still at the height of his powers, and then going into Denver and blowing Denver out, and then the Super Bowl being a little over 4 hours away and winning that game in Detroit and Jerome Bettis' hometown. But a lot of those stories came up because of Ben and Marquise and one of the catalysts of that team, Joey Porter. Joey was very interesting to deal with. But as a guy you want in the room, Joey Porter was awesome. Like, he was the guys have described him this year as like he was the heartbeat of that team. Like, he knew what buttons to push and what to say. Sometimes, yeah, over the line. But those are just some of the stories we're mulling over. But your thoughts, 412-928-9370. We'll continue with some of that. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Pitt head coach Pat Narduzzi is going to join us as we will discuss the Military Bowl coming up tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We're going to get into Pirate stories and Penguin stories of the year. A little later this hour, we're going to get into one of the better stories for the Steelers, which is the story of the first-time Pro Bowler. We'll discuss him and more as we continue. Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Jeff Hathorn, Sean Myers with you here on the Fan Morning Show on 93.7 The Fan. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Jeff Hathorn, Sean Myers with you, Sean. I don't know how much you follow the NBA. I know Pomp's a big NBA guy.
I'm a big NBA fan.
Are you?
Oh, yes.
So I'm kind of hot and cold on it because there are times I watch it. It's just too one-on-one. Like, my least favorite player in the league is James Harden. Least favorite.
Yes.
Because
his skill is unbelievable.
It is.
There's no denying that.
He'll dribble it down for about 10 seconds, maybe 12, and then either shoot it or make a move. There's like no fluidity. And I'm not saying he never passes. Obviously, occasionally he does when they put three guys on him. But like, I hate that. And I guess I associate the NBA with James Harden, which is unfair.
Well, can I tell you something about James Harden? He's known as a guy who can put up stats but not lead a team to championships.
I wonder
why
that is.
So maybe to your point.
Right?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I wonder why that is. Nikola Jokic, there are guys, Magic Johnson was a first. For a point guard to be that big and have those type of skills, no one had ever seen it.
And started center in the NBA
right.
Finals as a rookie.
Right. LeBron James, from a size standpoint, to do all the things that he could do, like he was mad. It's like he has the passing ability, not quite as good, but of a Magic. Like his vision is insane, but he's also so huge that he could drive on anybody. Never seen it.
There have been people and very smart NBA analysts who say his best skill is as a playmaker, and this is the guy who has scored the most points in league history.
And he's almost a pass-first guy, which is crazy when you think about it. And the fact that he has played for this long and had that much hype and over exceeded the hype, which is so hard to do in today's age, but he did. But Jokic, to me, I've never seen anyone at that size do what he does. And it's, he set an NBA record last night with 56 points, 16 rebounds, and 15 assists. No one had ever done 55, 15, and 15 before. Like, that's insanity. And he was 15 of 21 shooting.
And I'm pretty sure he did it against a multi-time defensive player of the year. Am I correct? He went against Rudy Gobert?
Yeah. And it's like he's doing it at three-quarter speed at times. And you wonder, like, is it like a Matrix thing where he's moving at a different time warp than others? Because it doesn't, on the surface, you would think, how can you not stop this guy?
Luka's the same way. Now, different types of players, obviously, because Luka's a guard. But he doesn't look fast ever, and yet no one can stop him. Although, it's almost like it's a different pace that makes it more challenging to defend.
But, and Jokic's shot is just a little bizarre looking. I mean, there are times he'll take these off-balance rainbows that just pure right in the bottom of the net.
Yeah, those all come with like 1/10 of a second left on the shot clock when teams have played great defense, and he kind of just two-hand chucks it, and it always goes in.
But if you double him, he'll find the open man. If you are trying to press Denver, he can handle the ball up the court. Again, I don't know how you can't take it away from him, because it seems like he's just there's not much speed there. But he is truly someone I've never seen. And I think they are finding ways to not give him the MVP because, like Larry Bird or Magic or Michael Jordan, like you're like, oh, we're sick of these guys. LeBron. But man, this dude, if he played in New York, can you imagine how much the Stephen A's would talk about this guy all the darn time? We continue on the Fan Morning Show. We'll take a minute timeout, and we're going to be joined by Pitt head coach Pat Narduzzi as we continue Fan Morning Show on 93.7 The Fan. In 24 and a half hours, we will start pregame for the Military Bowl. Larry Richard, Pat Bostic, Doran Dickerson, run by PJ Comanchik and T-Bird. And then Bill Hillgrove, the voice of the Panthers, will start play-by-play of Pitt, East Carolina at 11 o'clock tomorrow. We are joined by Pitt head coach Pat Narduzzi. And Pat, how was Christmas? What did you and the team do for Christmas?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Jeff. Merry Christmas to everybody. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you. You too.
We've had a great week down here. We got down probably about 2 o'clock on Monday and spent the whole week together here practicing. Got three great days of practicing, obviously day before the game. And yesterday, we had a practice in the morning, and then we had dinner at Carmine's, a really good Italian restaurant. As a big group, it was outstanding.
What was this, seven fishes type thing?
No seven fishes. I think those guys would have run out of the place if we had done that. But we started off with a wing appetizer. It was catered to what our players like, and the coaches like it as well.
Are you a seven fishes? Is your family seven fishes?
You know what? I'm not, I'm not. We didn't grow up in the seven fish Italian world. No, I wish we did, kind of, I think. But I think I'd only like maybe three or four of them.
Pat, I saw that you guys were part of the America's Adopt a Soldier, making care packages for the service members and vets. When you go to these bowl games, and I know you guys year-round do things like this in the Pittsburgh community, what's that mean as part of the bowl experience that your team does something like that?
It's really important. We started off with, when we first got here, a young man by the name of Patches, who spent 17 years in the military and, been, I guess, disqualified just because of all the injuries he'd got. He'll fly the game ball in on game day, but just hearing his story and what he's gone through fighting for this country, and how important this bowl game is to him, I think really to our players and our team and our staff, like how important this game is And again, we're really playing for these soldiers and for the military.
What is Annapolis like? What's that the whole experience been like from that standpoint?
You know, we're in D.C., so we spent the week in D.C., and we'll drive out to Annapolis for the first time. You know, I was out there in 2015, my first year here. And, yep. It's a great atmosphere. I hope the weather holds off and is good. It's a beautiful place on the water, and you know, it'll be a great event.
Well, thankfully, you won't have to face a guy that probably should have won the Heisman Trophy that year in his home stadium. But what can you tell us about what we're going to see in East Carolina?
You know, I think what you're going to see, Jeff, is a really tough football team. I think, you know, head coach has got that defensive mentality. So pretty much like me, I think, you know, they're going to come out fighting. They're going to come out and be hungry to get a Power Four win. So that's what, you know, they got nothing to lose. I can tell you that. And, you know, so I think they'll have that type of attitude. So, you know, we're ready for all the tricks and fake punts and anything they can throw at us. You know, we'll be ready for like we are every week. Maybe a little bit more this week, just on high alert, I guess. They're talented. I mean, they've won a lot of tape, and they played Tulane. They played, you know, two playoff teams this year. You know, they beat North Carolina State last year in this game and played them really well the next year. So, you know, I think they're talented. They got athletes everywhere on the football team.
And I imagine with the scenario of them playing a Power Four, that you're going to get their best shot because they want to show that they can play, you know, with ACC teams.
There's, you know, absolutely that's the case. They definitely want to, you know, do that for sure.
We're joined by Pitt head coach Pat Narduzzi. You know, question: I know you get we get a lot is like how do you is this just we're preparing for this opponent? We're not looking to run guys out that we want to see next year. It's basically about winning this game.
You know, it's about winning this game. I mean, anybody would think about, you know, it's like showing off what you got for next year or anything like that. You know, we've done that all year. We've had a lot of freshmen play to begin with, but we've never gone into that. And I don't think anybody in the country goes in with that attitude. You know, you work on that in January. You know, you can say this is the start of the, you know, the next year, but it's all about winning number nine. I mean, I think, you know, We figured out Power Four. There's only 22 teams to this point in Power Four that have won nine games, and we want to be the 23rd team to win that ninth game. And I think that's pretty darn impressive. It's hard to win every week, and to me, you know, winning nine football games means a lot.
Pat, Kyle Lewis announced he is entering the NFL draft. What has Kyle meant for the program, and just not just on but off the field?
You know, Kyle Lewis is a phenomenal football player and a great kid. You know, obviously recruited him here. You know, he spent his 4 years here, I guess. And, you know, just, you know, couldn't be happier. I guess 3 years. Couldn't be happier for him and his family. That's his lifelong dream is to go to the NFL. And I knew probably back in the summer that this was going to be his last year. But he had pretty much told me back then. So, you know, so I'm happy for Kyle. He's a super kid. He's going to be a phenomenal National Football League player, just got to get the right shot at the right place.
Anyone that played Aliquippo in the previous 3 or 4 years could tell you about Cam Lindsay. How have you seen him grow, and what do you think he could be in this defense as he gets more opportunities?
Yeah, I think Cam is going to be a great football player. Obviously, he'll start in replacement of Kyle Lewis, and we got a lot of faith in him. I mean, we had a lot of faith in him during the season when Kyle was out for a couple games, and you know, Cam had stepped in there against North Carolina State. That was a phenomenal win at home. And so we got a lot of faith in Cam, and I'm excited to watch him go out there and play ball.
Pat, a lot of teams, or a lot of firsts, rather, for Mason Heinchel. How have you seen him as a leader in this bowl prep situation, first time for him?
You know, Mason, you know, he's the leader of our offense and really, you know, football team, I guess, as a young buck. But he is, I guess we'll find out Saturday, right? I mean, we'll find Saturday at 11 o'clock how he leads the team. But he's done a phenomenal job, I think, all year round. It's hard to tell a freshman to come out and be the guy, you know, on the field and also lead this football team. But he kind of is a natural at doing that. He's always got a smile on his face. And I know he's excited to play this game. And I've enjoyed watching him practice the last few days down here. And we'll see how he attacks this bowl game.
Resilience has been such a part of this season. What's it like for you? You've been around some of these kids for 4 or 5 years, some of these players 4 or 5 years. to get one more run with these. What's that feeling like, just to have one more opportunity with this group?
Yeah, some of them, Jeff, I've been around for seven. I mean, Nate Temple's been here for 7 years. I mean, so I've been here at 11. I mean, he's been seven of my 11. That's crazy. That's like a son to you, for real. But, you know, it's to get that one more game in. You know, I was, you know, kind of telling the team the other day, you know, watching those games last Saturday and just seeing everybody get to go out and play again, because you take, you know, almost a month off, and all of a sudden you get to watch those playoff games, and then you're watching Sunday games last Saturday as we're getting ready to, you know, jump on a plane to come down here to D.C. And I'm going, you know, I'm itching. You know, I'm itching as a coach to get back out there and get one more. And I'm hoping they're itching to get that one more game in as well. So to me, it's a love for the game, and a love to, you know, when you take a little break that you get to go out and do it again. That to me is a passion that that we need to step into this game with. I know I'm locked in and excited about it.
Pat, I want to leave with this. You know, around the holidays, it's time for reflection and thinking about things that you have. How would you describe what it's been like for you to be the Pitt head coach?
Oh, man. Geez, Jeff, you know, obviously, you're really grateful. Not many guys get to go on and finish 11 seasons. I mean, I've talked about finishing 11 seasons, because now people getting fired in the middle of the season after three games, four games. It is crazy, but I'm blessed for the opportunity that I've been given here. I always go back and look at, you know, Chancellor Gallagher and now Joan Gable, you know, leading this university and having an opportunity to work for her. But Pat gave me that first opportunity to be here, and you know, this is a place I wanted to be, a place I wanted to stay, and a place that I wanted to make home, and that's what it's been.
Well, Pat, again, Merry Christmas. Glad you got to spend it with your entire family and football family, and good luck tomorrow.
We appreciate, Jeff. And if for all those fans that haven't got those tickets yet, come on down here and watch the Panthers. We'd love to see you down here. We'd love your support.
Thank you, Pat.
I appreciate it.
All right. Pat Narduzzi joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. And if you haven't been down to Annapolis, I was at that game, the Military Bowl, where they played Navy, and that was the Heisman guy who should have been a Heisman winner that year, is Keenan Reynolds, who was unbelievable for that Navy team. And if you are free, it's a few hour drive, maybe four or so, maybe four and a half. It's a intimate stadium, and they've got listings inside. You know how there are walls of honor or Ring of Honor in certain stadiums where you see, you know, names of players. They have names of battles that the Navy has fought in their stadium. And it kind of hits you in those moments. It's just like, wow. Like, think about some of the guys that, not just the athletes, but the soldiers that played on that field or walked that campus. And the impact they made for all of us is really cool. Now, it's a little different because they're not playing Navy as they did last time. But it's an awesome bowl. If you're free, Sean, I'll tell you, it is one of those places. I haven't been to an Army-Navy game. I want to go to that. This isn't an Army-Navy game, but to be on that campus is so cool. Have you been down there?
I have not, no.
It's cool.
I've heard that about Navy and West Point as well. It's just like you have to at some point get there and see it.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. We will have coverage on the air starting at 8 o'clock tomorrow. Larry Richard, Pat Bostic, Doran Dickerson will have that coverage starting at 8. We will have Bob Pompiani with Johnny Patrician and Doran as part of our coverage. And then pregame, Larry will take over at 9 and then kick at that odd time of 11 o'clock, which is just, you know, it just seems too damn, it's like you're on the West Coast.
Yeah, I was a little confused by why they would need an 11 o'clock kick, but.
Trying to get all the games in.
I suppose.
The good thing is it's not going up against an NFL game. So that's good news for the Panthers.
Well, the NFL likes to take on all comers nowadays.
Oh, they've said, oh, NBA, you own Christmas? Not anymore. And we're going to put it on a pay-per-view, and we're still going to outdraw you, which is insane. But that's a whole other story. When we continue here on the Fan, and Bill Hillgrove, of course, the voice of the Panthers, will have play-by-play starting at 11 o'clock for Pitt, East Carolina tomorrow. When we continue the Pro Bowl story, we will hear from the newest Pro Bowler from the Steelers. It is a pretty awesome thing that he has done and what he has made for his career. As we continue here on the Fan Morning Show, as we approach the 50-minute mark here on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
How talented is Greg McAfee? He did the traffic and the weather. He basically covered the weather. Brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Yeah, it's going to rain. The advisory starts in a couple of minutes. Be careful. Looks now like that rain may not hit till a little bit later, but it's still going to be nasty out there. It's that weird black ice, then a little bit warm, more rain type situation, especially if you're traveling and heading east. Be careful up at the parts of the turnpike as you go through the mountains. And make your way to wherever it is you are heading. The Assisted Goals Foundation is helping kids in hockey. Join us Saturday and Sunday, this Saturday and Sunday, at the RMU Island Sports Center Garden, the Garden Rink, during the Nutcracker Tournament for an equipment sale. You can shop discounted gear from 11 to 4 this Saturday and Sunday. Sale proceeds help support annual scholarships. Thanks to our partners at Play It Again Sports and Cranberry Township, the Assisted Goals Foundation, helping keep kids in hockey. You ever play hockey, Sean?
So I'm a big-time deck hockey player.
Ooh.
Now, that doesn't quite... There's a lot of ice hockey people would say it doesn't count. I count it, although it's different. The only thing I've done for ice hockey is like stick time. And some of the skills are transferable. I'm a good enough skater that I am not completely overmatched doing stick time. But yeah, I'm way more a foot and ball than skates and puck type of guy.
Deck hockey, much cheaper than ice hockey.
I tell so many parents who have kids, ice hockey is a major commitment. You're going to be spending weekends out of town. You're going to be going obscene hours to the rinks. You're paying a lot of money. Deck hockey, you might pay a couple hundred dollars for an entire year worth of equipment and playing, and it's very easy. It's not a big time commitment, and I think it's something that kids generally can take to a lot easier than ice hockey.
And that's what it makes this Assisted Goals Foundation so cool, because the costs can be huge. And check it out at the RMU Island Sports Center Garden Rink, 11 to 4 Saturday and Sunday. Check out that sale. Fan Hotline that Pat Narduzzi was on is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. There were three games in the NFL yesterday. Cowboys beat the Commanders 30-23. Two teams not going anywhere. Once again, Dallas a non-factor. George Pickens, 78 yards on the season for George, 92 catches, 1,420 yards, 15.4 per catch, and 9 touchdowns. And I will argue with you that they still made the right decision. I don't think George does that here.
He's going to get paid a lot of money, probably by Dallas, and I would not be surprised within the first year of the contract that it blows up in their face.
And as he gets more money, as we saw with AB, who knows where that mindset's going to go.
As we saw with AB, and now we're seeing with BA, because Brandon Ayuk in San Francisco, who almost came here, looks like he has completely gone off the rails now.
So
it's a thing that happens, unfortunately, and it seems to happen to receivers more than other positions.
He's talented. He can make unbelievable plays. Is he the guy you want to center your receiving corps? Somebody's going to say yes, and we'll see how that goes. The disappointment of the season in the NFL. Maybe the two disappointments in the NFL, at least from the NFC side. Vikings and Lions met. How about the Vikings that were so bad earlier in the year now have the same record as the Lions? With all the injuries, with the issues they've had at quarterback, both teams are 8-8. Detroit, you walked into this season, you're a Detroit Lions fan. It's like, this is our year. This is our time. We got this. Like, got the veteran quarterback, the two running backs, great receiving core. You got Dan Campbell, who goes for everything. His teams are tough. Aiden Hutchinson's healthy. And I know they've had some injuries in the secondary. But my goodness, Detroit, what a disaster season for the Lions.
And the last 2 weeks, Jahmyr Gibbs has been basically invisible. And you could certainly argue he was the best running back in the NFL for most of the season. But when they needed him the most and needed the offense the most, by and large, maybe with the exception of one quarter against the Steelers, it has been very much below average as of late.
And they lost to a team that had 3 yards, 3 passing yards the entire game.
Do you know the Vikings QB in that game?
I have it here somewhere. It's so memorable, I forgot what his damn name is.
Would you like me to tell you?
Yes, Max.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.